Medical Officer of Health, Dr. Roger Duncan, said the new protocols, which came into effect last week, state that vaccinated travelers will no longer be required to quarantine, but unvaccinated travelers must arrive with a negative COVID-19 test.
The entry protocols have always been divided in two categories, protocols of vaccinated travelers and protocols for unvaccinated travelers. Before, if you were unvaccinated and you were coming to St. Vincent and the Grenadines, you had to come with a negative test that would either be a PCR done in 72 hours or a rapid antigen done in 24 hours. And then you would have had to quarantine for 5 days at an approved facility. The quarantine requirement has been removed. So you're no longer required to quarantine for 5 days in an approved facility. But if you're unvaccinated, you must arrive with a negative test, either PCR done within 72 hours or a rapid antigen. Of course, please bear in mind that the final decision lies with the Port Health Officer. And they, at their discretion, you may either be retested again or you may be asked to quarantine at their discretion, of course. And of course, this is not arbitrary. There must be some basis for it. Vaccinated travelers, on the other hand, continue to arrive without a test and without need for any quarantine.
And that is Medical Officer of Health, Dr. Roger Duncan. In the region, the Health Ministry in Trinidad and Tobago has reported 5 more COVID-19 deaths, bringing the total figure to 4,144 since March 2020. The ministry also reported 182 new cases from samples taken on Monday and Tuesday. The total number of active cases in Trinidad and Tobago is 5,694, and the total number of cases since the start of the pandemic is 179,146. 198 patients are hospitalized, 19 in step-down or transition facilities, and 5,477 in home self-isolation. The national vaccination status still stands at 51.2%, with 716,407 people fully vaccinated. In the international arena, the United States has authorized booster doses of the COVID-19 vaccines, which target the most common Omicron strain, and shots could be available within days. The move by the Food and Drug Administration, the FDA, on Wednesday tweaks the recipe of shots made by Pfizer and Moderna. Officials hope the modified boosters will blunt yet another winter surge. Until now, COVID-19 vaccines have targeted the original coronavirus strain, even as widely different mutants have emerged. The new U.S. boosters are combination or bivalent shots. The combination aims to increase cross-protection against multiple variants. As a single dose, Moderna's vaccine is authorized for those aged 18 and above, while Pfizer's bivalent candidate is for those aged 12 and above. I'm Leslie DeBeek with today's COVID-19 update.